good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a Dominican nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, To Whom Shall We Go?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the people, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. When many of his disciples heard this, they said, This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones who did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted them by my Father. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, Do you wish to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. The Gospel of the Lord. There are times in our life when Jesus' teaching is difficult to hear, and even more difficult to put into practice. In the first reading for today, Joshua tells the people, Okay, if you don't want to serve the Lord, who do you want to serve? Choose. As we walk our faith journey, there are definitive times when we too must consciously choose who we will follow. These choices are moments of powerful growth. In today's gospel, Jesus' teaching on the bread of life is a hard saying for the crowd and also for the disciples. His teaching makes no sense, seems all wrong, and those gathered around him do not understand. Some of his disciples choose to leave, choose to no longer follow Jesus. So Jesus asks the 12, Do you wish to go away? Peter is the first to answer, but not with his usual bluster. Of course we will follow. Lord, we will follow you anywhere. When I reflect on this gospel text, I feel we encounter a subdued Peter, not the Peter who says with great gusto, Lord, we will be with you, but rather the Peter answers with a question, Lord, to whom can we go? What you have said is hard. Peter and the 12 would also perhaps like to go away. But they can't because they have come to believe in Jesus, in his person. They have come to believe and know that Jesus is the Holy One of God. They have nowhere else to go. I think we find ourselves in the same situation. We are in a hard place where to follow Jesus means a choice we would rather not make. A choice we really do not want to walk. But we have been touched by Jesus. We believe in him. We love him. And so we must choose to follow. In my life, I can remember one special moment during my retreat for solemn vows. Everything seemed to be going wrong. I was touched by this very text and Jesus' question, "Do you want to go also?" And really, at that moment, I did want to go away. But as with Peter, I realized in my heart there was nowhere to go, because I had come to believe. I had entered into a relationship with the person of Jesus. I loved him, and I understood that this was Jesus' path for me. The challenge is to open our hearts to a deep relationship with Jesus, a deep belief in who Jesus is, that he is the Holy One to whom I commit my life in whatever circumstances I find myself. Yes, Lord, I do believe you have the word of eternal life. ¶¶